You're listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup
with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia.
Welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, it's December 20th, and today we have two grandmas for Grandma's Basketball Roundup. We've got, of course,
Grandma Dolores
and
Grammy Becky,
which is my mom. Fortunately, I'm not a grandma, so we are not a trio of grandmas. Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know. I think they would say unfortunately.
Absolutely.
So today's a special Grandma's Basketball Roundup because we've got, as we said, my mom who recorded the opening to our show with my nieces and nephews. So we'll talk about that today. And we've got a lot of basketball stuff to talk about also.
We've got to talk about Nick Young,
Rajon Rondo to the Mavericks, Kevin Durant back and then injured again, and much, much more. So let's get started. How many games did you watch this week, Grandma?
8 is all.
Only 8?
Mm-hmm.
You must have been busy with other stuff.
Well, no, there was like two, like one would start at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and another one would start at 4:30, and then another one would start at 7:30. So I kind of had to pick which ones I wanted to watch.
I see.
So
only 8. So what was your favorite game of the week?
Oklahoma City and Golden State.
Oh, Golden State won?
Yes. And then last night, I watched the Lakers play
Oklahoma City.
So
I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil it for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I know what happened. Unfortunately, I looked on Facebook today, and the first thing I saw was Kobe expresses frustration, and I went, well, he wouldn't be frustrated if they had won.
Well, I guess he was frustrated last night, too, but he, and by the way, thinking of him, you know, they gave a congratulatory for him before the game.
For passing Michael Jordan?
Right. And his wife and two daughters were there. Someone gave him two huge, huge balloons.
Oh, really? Were they basketball-shaped?
No, just... In fact, they were there and fat so fast that I didn't get to look.
Well, how big were these balloons?
Oh, they were probably, when they held them up, they were probably at least 6 to 8 feet tall. But, you know, several balloon in a group.
Did he fly away?
He could have. There were two of them. He could have. But his wife.
Vanessa.
Right. She is a bleached blonde.
Really?
She didn't even look.
Like herself?
Yes. I would never have thought that that was her. Maybe it wasn't.
So what's the verdict on her hairstyle? Do you like her as a blonde?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's really blonde, though.
Oh, like white.
Yeah. It's about as long as yours is, Tia. And it was curly on the ends.
Mm.
And Kobe gave his daughters a kiss and Vanessa a kiss. And
then they went to the family room?
Yeah. Never did see her again. But talking about Kobe, it was at practice that he really lit off.
Oh.
On all of the players.
Right, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah, on Thursday, I think, after practice. But it certainly put them in a mood, because Boozer, I don't think I've ever seen Boozer play any better than he has since he's been coming off the bench.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Ed Davis, he's been playing great, or at least he did last night. He played great, but they still lost by 1 point.
Oh, really? They lost by 1?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I told you I already knew what happened.
But did you know Swaggy only played 13 minutes?
Why?
Because he was ejected.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
Well, I don't want people to think I defend all of my favorites, but in the morning paper, the Clippers were complaining that the referees are just whistle-blowing happy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because I think the Clippers last night got 5 technicals.
Five technicals in one game?
In one quarter.
In one quarter?
Doc Rivers got a technical and it went on. But
how many technicals can one team get before they're all ejected?
Probably until every player is ejected, I suppose.
So it would have to be 2 times.
Then they go to the coaches.
After you get 2 technicals, aren't you ejected?
Yes.
So two times however many players.
Yeah, but...
So according to answers.com, it says, once you get 16 technical fouls, suspensions will result. Doesn't say whether that's in one game. A player has a limit of 2 technical fouls. Once they receive the second one, they are ejected. So 2 times however many people are on a team, so that's 12, right?
Well, there's, they can, yes.
So 24, plus coaches.
Yeah.
So it would be 26 technicals in one game. Right?
You mean for everybody to get kicked out?
Yeah. I mean, for every one of one team.
I think by then, the referees would get kicked out.
They changed the rules at that point. It's funny that you're saying that they're whistle happy, because I was watching the TNT postgame show the other night with Shaquille O'Neal and Grant Hill and the others. Nicki Minaj was on. And they were doing the Shaqt and a Fool segment. And they were showing all the traveling that's been happening without any calls. And there was like one player that took 6 steps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and did not get called on a traveling violation.
I think that someone by the initials of Val J in the East.
Hint.
I think he travels. And another thing he does is he uses his left arm to hook the defensor.
Oh, so player. He just elbows people.
Mm-hmm.
But so...
Now, on a higher note...
Okay.
In the newspaper, this image from the LA Times, the December 2014 issue. Guess who they have on page 40. It starts.
Who could it be?
Who could it be?
Do you have a guess, Mom? Doesn't have to be an NBA player. Page 40.
Swaggy P?
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah, where's the music?
Ding.
Yeah.
Swaggy P. So what's up with him in this magazine?
Well, he went shopping.
Oh, that sounds like
down
a newsworthy event.
Down on Rodeo Drive. And he's known quite well down there.
Oh, really?
He knows right where to go. He buys off the rack.
Why isn't he buying stuff for us?
Why isn't he buying stuff for us?
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
That's Christmas. No. And then his girlfriend, Iggy.
Azalea.
Yes. She thinks, and now this was in a joking way, that she's his stylist.
Oh.
But he thinks the shoes are what bring your clothes all together. You have to have sharp shoes. So when he was in a tux, and he had a slim-fitting tux, and he also wore some boots, metallic boots. But one thing that the article says is that when he was walking down Rodeo Drive, that for about a block, people were stopping him and asking him for his autograph or to take a picture with him, and he would.
Oh.
And so I think that...
So he says.
Yeah.
But or was it
who wrote the article.
Oh, whoever wrote the article.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, back to what we started to say a while ago, was why did he get a technical?
Oh, yeah.
And ejected.
Mm-hmm.
That it was called a flagrant 2 because Adams from OKC was, in the morning paper, he said he was a dirty player.
That's what Adams said?
No, that's what Swaggy said.
Oh, Swaggy said Adams is a dirty player.
And he was just talking trash to him all the time. And what Swaggy did, from my perspective, he put his arm up to his throat.
Oh.
And that's where he got ejected.
And he pushed it.
Yeah.
He just put his arm up there. That's it.
Yeah.
Just let it lay there.
Yeah,
I said, what are you doing? Technical. It's just too weird.
Yes. So, but...
So he got ejected. Well, how did he do?
He had 10 points. Oh. It was really good. I mean, he was hitting him from way out of fall. I just don't know how he does that. I mean, he doesn't pose to start. He just does that dribbling in between the legs, and then up he goes.
Did Kevin Durant play last night?
No.
So he's still out with a sprained ankle?
Yes. So, but thinking of being stylish, I don't know who's going to come out on top one of these days between Russell Westbrook and Swaggy P.
Oh,
because they both have clothes, you know?
They're going head-to-head in style? That we'll have to
Well, only in my mind.
Only in your mind are they going head to head. They don't have a real
battles going on. Grandma said
they didn't tell me.
Oh, but you're starting right now a rumor of their rivalry.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll have to do a best NBA style special in the same way that we're doing the hair.
And you
I
know
have a feeling I know who will come on top between those two.
they were talking about the trade from Boston to Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Rajon Rondo traded to the Mavericks.
Right. And along with the draft picks for 15, 16. Then I also heard Rondo's only signed up for the end of this season with the Dallas Mavericks.
And then he'll be free again?
Mm-hmm. And he'll be free again. Unless they get him to sign before. But what I listened to Mark Cuban talk, and he's one that really goes after him, and I think that he'll do everything he can to keep Rondo. Mm. And another thing I was told, Dirk Nowitzki of the Starters is the lowest paid.
Yeah, I heard that he took a pay cut so that he could have better players around him. And I just saw a headline the other day that said, there's one player he told, you can buy me dinner every night on the road because it's my money anyway, or something like that.
I didn't hear that.
I just saw the headline. I don't know who it was he was talking in reference to. It was a joke that he had with another player. Grandma, Jalen Rose was talking to you last night. What was he saying?
Yeah. That they were discussing point guards.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks on the five top. And number five is Conley. Number four is Chris Paul. Number three was Damian Lillard. Number two is Westbrook. And number one is Curry, Stephen Curry.
That's Jalen Rose's rankings.
Yes.
Do you agree
with that? As they stand right today.
Today.
Mm-hmm. And I would say yes.
You agree?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Westbrook is almost unstoppable.
Almost.
Almost unstoppable. I mean, if he gets down into the lane, I don't think you can stop him. They try.
But you think Curry's better. You agree with Jalen Rose.
Mm-hmm. Curry, he is so... He looks so sweet. And what Doc Rivers, during the Olympics, he coached Curry and Klay Thompson. And he said that they call them the Splash Brothers.
Right.
But that they are different. That Curry is a conversationalist and Klay Thompson is very quiet.
Oh.
Now, that was interesting.
I've heard that they also, have a power struggle between the two of them, but that's just a rumor that I'm starting.
We don't like those kind of rumors.
They're best friends. Yes. That's the rumor I'm starting.
Yes.
Oh, so do you know what's going on with Sacramento? The coach got fired.
Yes, and now they've got the interim coach.
Who do you think they're going to pick?
I don't know, but I listened to Mark Jackson talking, and his name was mentioned.
Mm.
But Mark says that he has not talked with them about that. He did have a meeting with some of them, but they didn't discuss.
I heard that George Karl's name got brought up.
Oh.
But he said, it was the day that of the firing was announced, and he said he, of course, would be interested if they're interested in him. He has not heard, but that he didn't want to talk about it out of fairness to the Sacramento coach, because he said, you know, let's just let him soak in the news. I don't want to jump on this
And
opportunity.
Cousin's going to be back.
Oh, cousin's mom had viral meningitis. Ooh. He's been out for like 2 weeks. So how do you even get viral meningitis? I'm asking you as though you're a doctor that can tell me.
Well, you get what you pay
for. Or mom. No, mom, you're an expert on viral meningitis. That's why we brought you on the show today.
Well, when you were a baby.
When I was a baby.
Six weeks old. You were hospitalized because they thought you had viral meningitis. Mm-hmm. And it's just a virus that gets in. But the problem with children under 2 months is they cannot localize an infection. So they treat you as if you have it, because by the time they get the results, they want to... So for 3 days, you were treated for viral meningitis, and then fortunately, you didn't have it.
What about with NBA players?
They might have to be treated for 2 weeks before they know, you know, just because they're so much bigger than a baby.
Well, not to make light of the subject.
No,
but
not to make light of it. It's very serious, and I hope you...
No, but it sounds like he's recovered.
Yeah, I mean, it's treatable.
Well, it is.
Obviously. Yeah. And that was like 50 years ago when you were a baby. So make great strides.
I don't know if I like having two grandmas on this show ganging up on me.
No. No, I want you younger, because then I'll be younger too. You're not,
you're
not even close.
That's right. How old are you, Mom? You well, asked your grandson how old you...
My last birthday, they said, how old are you, Grammy? And I said, well, how old do you think I am? And one of them said... 31? I said, well, let's think about how old your dad is and do the math.
Anyway. Speaking of which, we have this new intro that you guys have been hearing, different nieces of mine, great-grandchildren of grandma's, doing the intro. And the person that actually recorded that is Grammy.
Yes.
How was that day? Tell us about the making of the Grandma's Basketball Roundup intro.
Well, I actually have the recorded on video, the whole thing, because I was using my iPad. But it was fun because you had written out some ideas, so Ashley and Bryn went through it pretty quickly. Nikki does not read.
This is a four-year-old.
Yeah, so we had to... Bryn sort of fed her the lines, and then we edited it together.
And she messed up on some of the lines.
She did. I'm trying to remember which ones. She didn't really mess up. She thought she heard.
Right. She it was a game of telephone.
Right. What she thought Bryn said, she didn't really mess up because she repeated what she thought she heard, but it was quite funny.
Well, here's an example of it.
You're listening to Grandma I'm listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup. My dream, Dave Marola. You can follow them on Critter.
Yeah, Critter.
Yes.
So everybody follow us on Critter.com.
Yeah, so we started all...
Actually, don't go to Critter.com because we have no idea what could be on that website.
Yes.
And then in the morning paper, Tia, I read... Chris Paul is buying a new house.
Oh, really?
In Woodland Hills.
Oh, he'll be another neighbor of yours.
Yeah, so...
You have all these NBA player neighbors.
I know it. He's going to be there, and Doc Rivers is buying another... He's giving up his condo, and he's buying a house, but he already has another house.
Do you know where?
I'm not familiar with it, but I think it's down closer to the ocean and...
Oh.
You know, than Woodland Hills. It isn't Woodland Hills.
Right.
Or Thousand Oaks.
Or Westlake.
Or Westlake Village. Chris Webber has sold a house.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Just amazing when they had all of these on one page. I was just reading.
The NBA Real Estate Roundup?
Yeah.
Mom, I know you're not a big NBA fan, but do you
I'm a fan, I'm just not knowledgeable.
Okay. Do you have any questions? I mean, it doesn't have to be NBA related. Do you have any Christmas questions? Like, what are you going to get? Or...
Well, I love the fact that my mom is an NBA fan because it kind of gives me ideas for Christmas gifts for her.
Uh-huh.
I sort of had Laker-themed gifts for the last several years. I know it will always, she'll always love it. It'll always fit.
Well, don't forget, though, Oklahoma City.
Oh, well, yeah.
I gave her a gift card to KD's restaurant.
Yeah.
And
You haven't used it yet.
No.
Oh, that's a souvenir.
But she's not near one of them, so she'd have to go to Oklahoma City to actually use it. But I suggested, because I called the manager to see if there was any other gift items than just a gift card, since she's not there, and you can't, they didn't have any gifts, no t-shirts or hats or anything. And I said, well, you know, I suggested they put a line on their website of gifts so that, you know, promotional type things you could buy, because I would have happily bought.
That would be a really good idea, Katie's restaurant.
Yeah.
Or any NBA player that owns a restaurant.
Or sell a menu. I even offered to buy a menu. Oh. And they did sell shot glasses, and they were $12, but they wouldn't ship them. So yeah, I'd have to go there. It's like, that's a long drive from Virginia to get a shot glass.
And to get a shot glass, and I don't drink.
Yeah, so I was like, well, that didn't quite
I'd be drinking water, yeah. Not the shot glass.
Or you can do what they did at my work party last night and put matzo ball soup in them. They put matzo ball soup in shot glasses and served them.
They must have been very big shot glasses.
It was very tiny matzo balls.
Now see, it would be miniature matzo balls. Maybe they sell shot glasses because the word shot goes with basketball.
They should be shot glasses with nets. We have our...
But it wouldn't hold anything.
No. I mean, so it's glass that's... blown glass design of
like a
net.
Yeah.
Mm.
Come on, NBA players. Yeah. Hire us for all your design needs for your souvenirs.
Yeah.
So, Christmas is next week.
Yes. I hope that all of the players have been good all year.
So that they get gifts?
So that they get some gifts from Santa Claus.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite Christmas memory, Grandma?
My favorite Christmas memory?
Yeah.
I have to think about that.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make you have to think.
Well, I remember one Christmas about...
I wish that was the end of the story.
About 85 years ago.
Oh my gosh, okay.
I wanted a teddy bear.
Yeah?
And so I... Every meal, I would sit at the table, I wish I had a teddy bear. I wish I had a teddy bear. I wish I had a teddy bear. And that Christmas, I got a teddy bear.
Yay!
And I had that teddy bear until we moved when I was like 15 years old.
Wow.
And some way that teddy bear disappeared after we moved. But my mom had resewed hands on him, paws, fixed his eyes. But this teddy bear, he wasn't soft and squishy like they are today.
Was it a homemade one? Or was it bought from a store?
No, it was delivered by Santa Claus.
Oh, it was made in Santa Claus's
yes.
workshop.
Yes.
So, okay. Did you have a name for him?
This teddy bear. He was my teddy bear. Yeah.
How big was he?
He was about 15 inches tall.
What color?
Yellow and gray.
Oh.
I had a yellow-brown teddy bear. Remember my little yellow and brown teddy bear? He was kind of hard, too. Diana had the nice cushion.
Like half of his chest was gray on one side and yellow on the other.
Mm.
I looked and looked for that teddy bear. And I thought, I hate to say it, but I think maybe one of the movers...
Stole him.
Took him home to his.
Mm.
But I thought, well, someone really wanted something for a child.
Can we find out the mover's name and investigate that?
After all these years, they're probably not even alive.
We'll do our own version of the serial podcast and we'll investigate this crime that happened. So, Mom, what's your favorite Christmas memory? Do you have to think, too?
I think it was the Christmas that I got Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh.
And she still has those.
I still have them.
No movers stole that.
No. I hide them in boxes that say kitchen stuff. So nobody will take them.
I thought maybe it was like a box that says bed bugs.
Yeah, that's true.
Fragile bed bugs. They're like,
then snake. It, then it, python.
That would actually backfire. No one would touch it and be left behind. Now, we talked about this. It didn't make the podcast before, but I edited it out, so I'm going to try again. You said, which I was shocked, that they would play movies on Thanksgiving and Christmas, way even back like when Grandpa was a movie theater manager. I always thought that movies on Christmas Day was something that happened only once I was alive and thought people didn't care about hanging out with their families anymore on Christmas. So did Grandpa work on Christmas?
Yes.
At the theater? Mm-hmm. And did you guys ever go to a Christmas movie?
No.
You didn't go visit him on Christmas at his job?
Well.
No, because...
he said not to come.
No, I mean the theater wouldn't open up till about 11.
At night?
No, in the morning.
Oh.
So we'd have our Christmas.
And then he'd go to work. Yeah.
And then he'd come home a little bit later on. Then.
Okay.
And one year at Christmas, a very memorable Christmas. One year, Becky was going to Colorado Women's College in Denver. And Diana was going to the University of Denver at that time. And Becky told me that she'd go over to see Diana. Diana lived in an apartment with another girlfriend and anyone else that I think slept there. But as I said, she said, now like the other day, it took us 45 minutes to get a ride. And I said, well, what do you mean get a ride? Well, we hitchhike.
Right, yeah, Mom.
And I said, you hitchhike? And she happened to hitchhike and be picked up by an undercover police officer, okay? And then he told him, you know, he'd take him over there. But then he told him not to hitchhike anymore, how dangerous it was. So we bought them a car Christmas.
That was a good one. The keys were hanging on the tree. That was a very good
that's
Christmas.
That's awesome.
The black Ford.
See,
convertible.
Yes.
I'm glad that that story ended that way because I was just about to say, how is this a Christmas story? This hitchhiking.
Be patient.
Well, wow. you can change it around any way you want to.
Yeah, that's a pretty good Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had a time keeping the car hidden.
Under the tree?
Yes. We couldn't get it under the tree yet.
Oh.
That's
why you put the keys on the tree.
About a block away in the neighbor's garage.
Oh. Did the neighbor know?
Yes. And so then on Christmas Eve, Grandpa had to run and get it.
Oh.
And bring it back.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything else going on this week other than Christmas?
Well, we just have to wait and see if any more trades
happen.
Come around and see what happens. I hope that, of course, I hate to favor the Lakers, but I do.
That's okay.
And I just hope that to lose by 1 point, it could have been different.
Yeah.
It should have been different.
All right. Well, I guess that about wraps it up for us this week, unless there's anything more you want to talk about, Mom.
Well, it's been nice having you with us, Becky.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me as your guest.
Of course. I mean, you're a producer on the show. You produced a segment for us.
That's right.
Our intros and outros.
That's right.
Without further ado, we'll send it out to one of the nieces.
Okay. See you later.
You've been listening to Grandma's Basketball Roundup with my Gigi Dolores and my Aunt Tia on www.grandmasbasketballroundup.com.
You can email them at grandmasbasketballroundup@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening.